home prices are the best they've been since the housing crisis of 2008, but many are still living with the repercussions of that time. One family in Edmonds has lived in their home for 7 years, the longest they've lived anywhere. But now they're being forced to leave. Radioactive's Kendra Hanna has more.
In the Johnsons' living room, everything is packed up. It's empty except for a couple of shelves. They're trying to figure out how to take a glass cabinet down 2 flights of stairs. Natalie Johnson is a stay-at-home mom. Her husband is a pastor. They have 4 kids. They've lived in their home in Edmonds for the last 7 years.
Now here, this is the backyard. So we've got lights strung up and patio table, barbecue, all that good stuff.
Her neighborhood feels like a small town. She knows everyone and everyone knows her in a way she hasn't had before. Her neighbor's kid is in her house every single day.
Tree fort in the back, which we are sad to leave. We built that. All the neighborhood kids gathered to build that a few summers ago.
Natalie's family rents. One day, Natalie came home to find a piece of paper with an 800 number posted to her door. She Googled it, and it led her to the foreclosure department of a bank. The bank told Natalie that her house was going to be sold at auction. Natalie decided to fight for her home. Her family stopped paying rent. After 6 months of saving, they had enough to make a bid. Natalie thought they had a fighting chance, even though they were bidding against investment companies. The auction took place on the steps of the Everett Courthouse.
And it was interesting. There was a church across the street, and right as they started the auction, this church bells started playing Hallelujah. And I thought, maybe this is some great sign that we as the underdog are going to somehow beat out these hedge fund companies.
Within a minute, they were outbid. Her home was gone.
I just lost it, and it was awful. I'm sobbing, and there's all these businessmen standing around, and I'm like ugly crying, not like, shed a tear, like sobbing like you just like stole my house sobbing.
Natalie says the hardest realization was that she would have to move away from her friends.
The idea of moving away, you know, of course we'll see each other all the time, but there's something about being, I borrow so many eggs and so much butter from them. I can't even imagine how I'm going to be able to bake.
But Natalie needed to move on. She didn't want to live with the fear of, what if our landlord forecloses and having to go through all of that again? Her family decided to buy a home. But by the time they started looking at houses, the market got incredibly competitive. So when Natalie went to make an offer, she made sure to make it as attractive as possible. She bid $22,000 over the asking price.
And I wrote a letter, even though everybody said, don't write a letter, it's a bank, they don't care. I wrote a letter and I wrote top 10 reasons why the Johnsons are the family to buy the house. And I made it really funny and offered to bake them cookies. And literally, we did everything.
Things were looking up. The kids loved the house. They were going to move. But then the call came and they had been outbid.
That was awful because we had taken the kids over. We were new to this, so we thought, hey, let's look at houses and bring the kids. And so when we saw it, we loved it. The kids loved it. They had mentally moved in and picked their rooms, and I was already baking in the double ovens in my head, making cookies.
Again, Natalie felt beaten. It felt like the auction house all over. She started looking at houses again. This time she didn't take the kids. Time and time again, she was outbid. 6 more times. Natalie was panicking. Prices were going up, and she had a deadline to be out of the house. Finally, on the 8th house, her offer was accepted. But 2 months later, they still hadn't closed. They had to be out of the house in 3 days.
Today, we were waiting all day long to hear from the bank to see if we were going to close or if we were going to be homeless for a couple nights. And drum roll, please. They called us at 4 o'clock and the house closed. And we got the keys and we're able to come over here and actually take ownership of the house.
Now she has her house. It's a 3-bedroom house with a big downstairs in between Linwood and Everett.
They look beautiful.
She sits on our living room floor assembling a pair of brand new coral chairs. The first piece of new furniture she's ever bought.
I've created a masterpiece. I am putting together my beautiful new chairs for my beautiful new house. I'm so excited.
Homeownership is, security. Being a tenant her entire life, Natalie hasn't really had that before. She's lost that small town feeling, but she's thankful she doesn't have to go through being forced from her home again. She's looking forward to putting down roots here. For Radioactive, I'm Kendra Hanna.